Doug, this is a reading on Cheryl Sears, C-H-E-R-Y-L, C as in cat, Cheryl Sears, S-E-A-R-S. The date of birth is 6-3-57. 6-3-57, date of birth. Please make a copy for Elizabeth Dakila, D-A-Q-U-I-L-A. Elizabeth Dakila, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Elizabeth, thank you for sending Cheryl Sears for pulmonary evaluation. Period. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 65-year-old lady with a past history of smoking, has a prior history of COPD, and was admitted to Halifax Hospital in December of 22 with exacerbation of COPD and wheezing. The patient was treated with IV antibiotics, salimedrol, and nebulized bronchodilators, and a chest CT done December of 22 demonstrated mild interstitial opacities in the anterior right lung and no other suspicious findings and no evidence of pleural effusions. The patient had been smoking for 50 years. Presently, she has shortness of breath, cough, it's sputum production, and denies any fevers or chills, but has some wheezing and tightness in the chest, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes a hysterectomy and a history for hypertension for over 10 years. She has had a rotator cuff surgery on both sides. And has anxiety. And hypothyroidism, period. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years. Drinks alcohol moderately daily. Next line, allergies to penicillin. Next line, family history. Mother died during a surgical procedure. Father died of cirrhosis of the liver. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has had no fatigue or fever, no glaucoma, but has cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency burning, but has vaginal discharge. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has nausea and reflux and diarrhea. No abdominal pains. No chest or jaw pain or palpitations. No leg edema. She has depression and anxiety. She has easy bruising. Denies joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has occasional headaches. No memory loss. No skin rash. But has itching. Next, med list included lisinopril 20 milligrams daily. Ibuprofen 800 milligrams PRN. Seroquel 200 milligrams HS, quetiapine 200 milligrams, Seroquel is 200 milligrams HS, Synthroid 112 micrograms daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female is alert, and no acute distress, no pallor sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse is 76, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 188, saturation 97. HENT, anomalous pupils are reactive, sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. nasal mucosa, sedimatous. Next upper number is no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with percussion note resonant and diffuse visas toward both lung fields. Heart the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2 with no murmur and S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities will no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph impression number 1. COPD number 2. Asthmatic bronchitis. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is nicotine dependency. And number 5 is hypothyroidism. And number 6 is anxiety with depression. Next paragraph plan. The patient was advised to quit cigarette smoking and start using a nicotine patch. She will get a CT chest without contrast. She was also placed on doxycycline 100 milligrams BID for 10 days for exacerbation of bronchitis and was started on a nebulizer with albuterol and ipratropium solution 3 times daily. So we'll continue using the Symbicort inhaler 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice daily. And a CBC and a complete metabolic profile, IgE level and a alpha-1 antitrypsin level were ordered. And a follow-up visit we arranged here in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Elizabeth Dakula, DAQUILA, MD. Thank you, Stock D'Souza.